This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Certain things throw my weeks off, and it doesn't take much. But the Trump rally hit Arizona, and I did media while I was there when Donald Trump came in. And it really threw a wrinkle in things. And I mean, we are swamped right now. Welcome, by the way, to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. So I went to the Trump rally here in Arizona. And the only reason why I went, to be honest with you, is because I decided that if I got in with media, I wouldn't have to fight the crowds and all that, because that's, and I think that's probably the reason why many people aren't going, because they're like, you know what, it's just not worth battling crowds and fit, you know, and trying to find parking and things like this. And I'm just going to give you an idea. At 6 a.m. in the morning, they opened up the lot. There were people there overnight waiting to get in. About as many people that would attend any of the Democrats' rallies were waiting overnight. I'm not even exaggerating this. Hundreds of them. And so 6 a.m. comes the next morning, and there's an influx. And I arrived at I didn't do the show because I was had to prep and all this other stuff, which is what I'm talking about, disrupts my entire week. So we got there with a film crew and everything. I left at my house at 9 o'clock in the morning. By the time we got there, there were thousands. I'm telling you, thousands. Probably 3,000 people when I arrived at 11 o'clock in the morning for an event that was going to happen at 7 o'clock at night. I just want to put this in perspective, because when the left tells you, you know, oh my gosh, look at what's going on for the Republican, I mean the Democrat candidates, I'm telling you what I saw, what you're seeing, hearing about, maybe seeing if you watch the news or whatever. The Trump rallies begin like a rock concert. KJRadio.com or theblacksphere.net is how you get a hold of us. 844-551-8255. So we start filming in the car. Security everywhere, obviously. Got to get our credentials. We're maneuvered. You can't park here. You got to go over here. Look, like I said, the great thing about having media credentials is you go right in, and, you know, we were right in the action. So we started interviewing people and having fun with the crowds and things like this. And, again, hours before the event. And let me tell you what I saw. I saw, this is Phoenix, Arizona. I saw a lot of black folks, it wasn't like it was in Chicago, but there were lots of blacks. There were tons of Latinos. I'm not even exaggerating it. There were tons of Latinos and, quote, Native Americans. It was like, wow. Now, it was dominated by white folks, the Tea Party crowd, etc. Donald Trump has rebuilt the Tea Party movement. You can call it whatever you want. Call it the Trump train. Call it whatever you want. It is the same folks that made up the Tea Party. But here was the most shocking. Lots of youth. Lots. Don't fool yourself. These youngsters like Donald Trump. And here's what probably was the best news. People were bringing their kids, 8, 9, 10, you know, early teenagers, coming to the rallies. Understanding what this is about, being a part of history. So they got this line snaking through. You know, obviously they got a security and the whole deal. And so we get inside, and we go inside. I'm going to say it was around 5 p.m. And I start going up, working the crowd a little bit, you know, talking to them, stuff like that. It was a lot of fun. I love interacting with people that way. And here's what I think, if you were to look at the videos, because I was walking along outside and inside with just my handheld phone. We had another film crew there, but just my handheld phone. And I'm walking along and people are like, hey, how's it going? Hey, man, thumbs up, you know, the whole deal. So this, quote, racist element of Trump people, see this black guy, many of them don't know me, by the way. I'm not like some, ooh, it's Denzel. No, they don't know me. And they're thumbs up, hey, man, you know, blah, blah, blah. All on camera, not made up. Stuff the left doesn't want you to see. I mean, it was wild. It was electric. And what's funny about it, Donald Trump knows how to bait the crowd. And let me say this real quick, because I'm going to talk about Bloomberg today. Donald Trump is Bloomberg's best friend after the debate. Because let me tell you something. Bloomberg got blasted. He better hope that most people were paying attention to Donald Trump and not watching the beatdown that he had to take. When we get to that, you're going to almost feel sorry for Michael Bloomberg. And what's funny is I'm going to tell you how the Democrats are actually kicking their own butts yet again, because that's the only place leftism can go. So, busy week for us. I've been at school board meetings because we are fighting SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. Our organization is fighting social justice, the agenda there. And before I get into Bloomberg and all that, I want to finish talking about this rally. And I want to finish talking about what came out of that meetings that I had with the school board where one of my kids goes to school. Because all of this plays into the politics of your life in one form or another. How do we keep you involved and informed with real life stuff that's going on? People who are out in the field engaging. I was engaging with everybody out there. I talked to Tongans. I'm talking about the Trump rally. I talked to Tongans for Trump. I talked to Arabs for Trump. I talked to Latinos for Trump. I talked to LGBTQ for Trump. I talked to black folks for Trump. They were all out there. And what I saw was a slice of Americana that the left hope you never find out about. They hope you never see the level of collaboration, the level of love, and not people not caring about anything. There were people that had purple haircuts that you'd go, what the heck? I mean, all of it is represented there. And you know what the law enforcement said? Law enforcement's like, man, these rallies are cake. They're cake. By the way, many of them travel with the president, the Secret Service guys and the folks that I met. I will say this about one of the Secret Service people. Well, let me say this. Maybe I should hold some of this over for the next. Yeah, let me do this. I'll talk about the Secret Service people when we get back, because we run out of time. But the left doesn't want you to know how well we get along as conservatives and how little we care about these so-called issues that divide us. Short break.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, The Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. We're talking about the Trump event that I went to. We're giving you a bit of a recap. These events are happening all over the country. He stopped in Arizona. There's a reason why Donald Trump stopped in Arizona. I believe Donald Trump said, you know what? Immigration is a key issue for me. You're a state dealing with immigration in a way that most others are not. If you notice, I deployed ICE troops, ICE folks, these special tactical squads to go into these inner cities and start arresting bad criminals. He talked about immigration from the standpoint of, I'm going to let you start suing these cities and these legislators who are getting you killed when they don't honor our ICE detainers and so on and so forth. When Donald Trump says he is going to get something done, it gets done. 844-551-8255. By the way, many of you saw me at the rally, and I appreciate the notes and the text messages. I'm sorry I didn't get them till later. The system in there was so horrible that I guess there were so many people using their phones that, you know, we just couldn't get messages. We had all kinds of problems in these venues just because of the telecommunications and what have you. But I do appreciate all of you guys reaching out to me while I was there and seeing me do my work. At one point, we revved the crowd up so loud, Fox and Friends was shooting, trying to do an interview or something. And I'll be honest, I intentionally screwed it up because I went up and said, "Are you guys ready?" You know, whatever. We revved up the crowd and they couldn't hear a thing. And because one of my buddies goes, "Well, hey, let Fox finish their interview." I said, Who? So I revved up the crowd. And I mean, for 3 minutes, Fox just had to put their microphone down and go, "Who is this guy?" It was funny. And then we went to the other side and did the same thing. But you know what? It was easy to do. A couple of other observations, and I'm going to get to these Secret Service people too. But happy people. Happy people. You know what they were happy about? They were happy about their president. Barack Obama couldn't hold rallies 3 years in his presidency and fill stadiums with people on waiting lists. He could not do it. You want to know why? Because they weren't happy. That crowd, I went from pillar to post. I mean, there's not a person in there that did not see me. I guarantee you. And I went entirely around that thing, talking to people, almost like the guy that shoots the shirt, the t-shirts, you know, at the ball game. And happy faces, people smiling. And you know, what Trump does is he knows how to put on a show. It's a theatrical event to some degree. It feels like Cirque du Soleil in Vegas or something, the way it sets up. I'll even be honest with you. When I got in there at 5 o'clock, I think the stadium holds 14,000 where they had it. And it probably got to 10,000. And I was looking around the stadium going, surely they're not going to fill this up. This isn't going to fill up. Because people were kind of trickling in. And so I just remember thinking, wow, is he losing steam? You know, is Arizona maybe not as excited about Trump or whatever? And by the end of the night, there was nowhere to sit. Nowhere to sit. So then we were having technical difficulties. We go outside and there's 2,000 more people out there watching the monitor. They could not fit inside, period. And then I don't know how many people would have come because they're like me. If you're going to sign up, get a ticket, and all, it's just a waste. You're just like, I'm not going to do it. So anyway, real quick, Secret Service. Arms like anacondas. I'm talking about the biggest, you know, bad, you know, butt-looking dudes on the planet there. I had conversations with a lot of them. We got to be buddies, so I'm happy about that. But there was one Secret Service woman. I'm not exaggerating it one bit. This woman was absolutely stunning. She's gorgeous. I just have to give a shout out to her because she was very humble about it. And the guys go, "She's a bad girl." You know what I mean? In terms of you mess with the president or you do the wrong thing, she will take you down. And so I was tempted. I was tempted to go wrestle with the president. Yes, just to have her have to wrestle me to the ground. Probably wouldn't have made Melissa very happy. But anyway, so what I wanted to also talk about was president picks Arizona. It was a state, by the way, he won by 3.5 percentage points. And I'm telling you right now, the president's going to win Arizona easily by 6-7 percentage points. Probably bring on the coattails, bring McSally along. And looking at that event proves to me that we have the most plugged in voters who are absolutely excited about what they do. And what was funny, I'm telling you, the overflow crowd would have made any Democrat ecstatic. The overflow crowd, the people that could not get in, the thousands that I saw with my own eyes who were watching a jumbotron. They were going to get nowhere near the president. They didn't get anywhere near inside of the building. Couldn't get there. They were hoping to, but they cut them off because the building was full. And I didn't think it was going to be. And so Donald Trump performs. He's got his standard fluff where he's congratulating all the politicos in town, people that helped put this thing together. And, of course, thanking law enforcement. And he's got the people that he wants to honor, including an older vet who was, you know, thank God we still have people that care about these folks. And he does all that. And then he goes off stump and he starts talking. And I'm telling you, the place erupts. And let me just say this real quick. They brought in Kimberly Guilfoyle. They had all the you know, Arizona speakers, and they, you know, good speakers. They brought in, and then they start bringing in family. Kimberly Guilfoyle, Donald Trump Jr., and then believe Donald Trump comes on after his son. So they do all that. When they brought Donald Trump in, I mean, Junior was a big hit, obviously. So was Kimberly. But and I got to see her because I hadn't seen her since she left Fox and started dating Don Jr. So I got a picture with her and all that. It was cool because we're friends. But anyway, when they brought in the president, the roar in that stadium, it actually shook. And I'm not exaggerating this. It actually shook. So some buddies of mine said, Kevin, watch the press corps. Watch the naysayers. So I was watching a couple of older black women who were on the floor as the president spoke, and they weren't happy. They weren't happy with him. You could tell they just kind of from that old school. And I went down and actually had a conversation with them because, when somebody says, hey, watch other people, you know, and it's cool because I was happy somebody kind of tipped me off to, don't just look at the obvious, go look at the little things. And so I went and talked to these ladies, and I said to them, let me tell you something. Everybody in here appreciates your job. We appreciate what you do. These are the women that tell you, stay over here, get off the line. A couple of black dudes were doing janitorial stuff. I told them, these people appreciate what you do. They will leave this place relatively clean knowing what your jobs are. And they did. And they you know what they told me? They went, thank you, man. The ladies went, thank you for saying that. I said, I'm telling these people appreciate you. I wanted to come down and tell you, we appreciate your role. Don't think you're not being seen. We see you. So, interesting times. I hope you get a chance to go to one of these. It's pretty fun.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Taliban leader says a terrorist group will sign what he calls a historic agreement with the United States. The Taliban's deputy leader says in a New York Times op-ed the deal would reduce the violence for 7 days and could lead to a withdrawal of American troops from Afghanistan. A new White House report says the U.S. economy is growing faster than expected. The annual economic report released by the president says the economy added more jobs, experienced a lower unemployment rate, and grew faster than projections in the August 2016 report by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. President Trump's Director of National Economic Council, Larry Kudlow, explains why to Fox News.
Low taxes, rollback regulation, energy independence,
gotcha.
Great trade deals that are going to promote an export boom just in 3 weeks.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I gotta tell you, the person who is probably most happy that Donald Trump threw one heck of a shindig in Arizona is Michael Bloomberg, Mini Mike. Very happy. Well, by the way, the president was off to Nevada and then Colorado. States he picked not by chance, folks. Brad Parscale and team, Tim, what's Tim's last name? Murtaugh, I believe. Anyway, he's a director of communications, Kaylee McEnany, many of the others. I got a chance to see Kaylee. Hadn't seen her since I'd done a hit in L.A. on another show, and we were both guests there. Anyway, long story short, Donald Trump picked Arizona, Nevada, and Colorado because they are theoretical battleground states. He won Arizona. And I don't know how he did in Nevada or Colorado, but he's throwing a shot across the bow that says, I'm going to energize every area of this state, of these states. I'm going to make it very difficult for the Democrats to win. And he did that. But Bloomberg had to be happy that Donald Trump can suck away the media because he had the worst beginning of his debate series with these Democrats. Bloomberg is not very good on the stump. He's not Mr. Personality. He doesn't have the it factor. How he's made so many billions of dollars, I guess, has to do with all of that. He's just got to knuckle down and buckle down and get things done because he's not doing it with personality. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, by the way, folks. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Bloomberg had probably the worst night of his life. Bloomberg has to be rethinking. Does he really want to do this? I bet many of us watched the debates just to see how Bloomberg would do. It was his first one. I didn't get a chance to watch it because I was at the Trump rally. But when I got back and I started looking at what happened, I said, boy, talk about a coordinated effort to take down the giant. That's what the Democrats are doing. I mean, if you think they've gone after Bernie, Bloomberg, wow. At one point, for a small amount of time, I felt sorry for him. I quickly got over it because I don't feel sorry for any of them. But here's what you're going to find out as we dig into this a little bit more. Michael Bloomberg, really, a few things. One, the guy doesn't know how to fight politically. I don't know how he became mayor. I guess he bought his way into the mayorship of New York City. But he is in no way ready for politics at this level. Not at all. And number two, the Democrats are walking, talking contradictions in everything that they say about Bloomberg. But here's the other thing I want to do, and you guys know how I roll. I want to tell you what Bloomberg could have said. He's the Jeb Bush of the Democratic Party. He's got plenty of money, but he's got nothing that anybody's going to want to, you know. There's nothing there that goes, I can't wait to go to a Bloomberg rally. And I told you guys this the other day when he had a, you know, when he goes talking to people in Houston, black folks, it's an all-black crowd. He's like, thank you all for being here, when they practically bought people to come. And you could tell it. You don't have to be a genius to spot a crowd that you go, there was no way they were coming to see this man. I mean, unless these are carny barkers going, come on in. And instead of them saying, come on in and spend a couple of bucks with us, they were saying, here's 20 bucks if you just go in this room. Go in there. Here's 50 bucks. Lord knows Bloomberg could do it. And I'm telling you, something like that happened. And they said, go and sign this, cheer. By the way, sign a non-disclosure that we didn't pay you to cheer. Because it certainly came up. But there's so many different factions within the Democratic Party that cannot stand one another, and it was on full display. So here's what I want to do, because this could truly take up the entire show, and probably should. But I did want to talk about the Trump rally, so that's why we started the show off with that. But I want to play a clip from the debate, and it's Elizabeth Warren. We have others, but the first one is Elizabeth Warren going after Bloomberg based on what he said about women. So here's the first clip, and then we're going to delve into this for quite a bit.
So I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee who has a history of hiding his tax returns, of harassing women, and of supporting racist policies like redlining and stop and frisk. Look, I'll support whoever the Democratic nominee is, but understand this. Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another. This country has worked for the rich for a long time and left everyone else in the dirt. It is time to have a president who will be on the side of working families and be willing to get out there and fight for them. That is why I am in this race, and that is how I will beat Donald Trump.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Got to tell you, boy, she ripped Bloomberg a new one. She ripped him a new one. Billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And I'm not talking about Donald Trump. And Bloomberg, I don't know if you saw this, but you get a chance, look at the clips. His face is just like, you know, and he's looking around going, what just happened here? And he had to know this was coming, right? I mean, if he's got any kind of good team put together, he has to know this is coming. I'm not going to get into this right now because I want to talk about some of the strategies that Bloomberg could have employed to go after it. But I'm not even going to talk about what the Elizabeth Warren in terms of what he could have said because there's more coming. But here's what I will tell you. She says he, and this is the problem for Bloomberg. I want to cover this aspect of it right now. He's called women apparently fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. He says that he grew up in a different time, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, so like most of those candidates, he's an anachronism. He's not even suited for today's environment to fight it. Very few people are, because very few people, Trump would have said, yeah, I did. I called. You remember Donald Trump wasn't uncomfortable at all when they were saying this. He was looking. He smirked. He was like, yeah, I said it. And then when she came back, he goes, but I only said it to Rosie O'Donnell. Remember when I think it was Megyn Kelly, right, who kicked this thing off. I don't know who the lady was that kicked this off with Bloomberg. But because we do have that clip, but I don't even know who she is. But Elizabeth Warren is responding to, I believe, that lady's question, and then when they got to her, that was what she said of Bloomberg. So, coordinated attack on Bloomberg, history of hiding his tax returns, this is what they said of Donald Trump, right? Harassing women, what they said of Donald Trump. Redlining and stop and frisk, which is racist policies, what they said of Donald Trump. Arrogant billionaire. But here's what's funny. She's right. Bloomberg is all of that. Bloomberg says something in private, he doesn't want you to hear it. Bloomberg puts people under NDAs, we're going to get to this. Non-disclosure agreements once, you know, he finds out, oh my gosh, I screwed up, well let me buy my way out of it. Bloomberg is Biden with money. That's what he is. He's nowhere near Donald Trump. Has Donald Trump called women names? Absolutely. Let me ask you. Is that supposedly something that shouldn't happen? If a woman calls you names, if Pelosi calls you names, or Maxine Waters calls you names, should you not respond back? Of course you should. Now, hiding your tax returns. Why are my tax returns any of your business? Now, in the case of Donald Trump is saying it because it doesn't matter. You know, he knows I've got to do my taxes above reproach because, you know, people are going to be firing me. Bloomberg was a lefty. Nobody was firing at this guy. He amassed a fortune. I gave you guys. He came into the New York politics in 2002, I believe, worth $4 or $5 billion. He left worth well over $30 billion. I mean, well over that while he was mayor. So he's got a job. Full-time job running this one of the biggest cities, a city that is larger than the GDP of countries, and he amassed a fortune during this period. And part of it was during the worst economic period in America's history, and Bloomberg is making money. So he has a reason to hide his tax returns. Bloomberg's harassment of women is a matter of record. Bloomberg's racism is a matter of record. Bloomberg's arrogance is a matter of record. All of it. So the Democrats are right to attack him, and boy, did he get a dose.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee who has a history of hiding his tax returns, of harassing women, and of supporting racist policies like redlining and stop and frisk. Look, I'll support whoever the Democratic nominee is, but understand this. Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another. This country country has worked for the rich for a long time and left everyone else in the dirt. It is time to have a president who will be on the side of working families and be willing to get out there and fight for them. That is why I am in this race, and that is how I will beat Donald Trump.
Senator, we got a winner to call this.
I think it's well worth playing that clip again of Elizabeth Warren going after Bloomberg, and rightfully so. And here's what they want to do. Welcome back, everybody, by the way. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's KevinJacksonShow.com. They want to paint Bloomberg as the Donald Trump of the Democrats, and you can't let him win because he would just be, it would be Trump versus Trump. Now, that could backfire on him, because Bloomberg may say, well, you're going to need Trump versus Trump, and you need somebody with the financial ability to go after him. The problem is, Bloomberg doesn't have any charisma. So that's going to be his bugaboo. I'm going to wait and play some other clips because I want to talk through where we are. So Bloomberg earns his way, and I'm using my finger quotes, into the debate. But I'm going to bet you money, from the moment that debate took off, Bloomberg was like, holy crap, what did I get into? Now, let me remind you guys of what I said about Michael Bloomberg. He's a man that's, I believe, late 70s, maybe he's even 80 years old. And, of course, he's kept himself up because he's worth a fortune. He doesn't lift a finger for anything. People shave him. I mean, think about the weight it takes to put some shaving cream on your face and then shave yourself. Bloomberg is that dude in Trading Places, Winthorpe, who's got the butler, who he sits in a chair and the butler shaves him in the morning, picks out his clothes for him, you know, puts most of them on, ties his tie. This guy doesn't lift a finger. That kind of money gets you all kinds of indulgences. And as long as he kept himself under the label of an independent or a Democrat, he was pretty cool. But once, you know, when he just dared to challenge the Democrats, the ones who believe that they are the ones who should be, you know, sit at the throne, now he's finding out they can be mean-spirited, to say the least. Now, I want you to understand, there are many people, many elitists in the Democratic Party, who are going to try to circle the wagons for Bloomberg, despite what Elizabeth Warren said. He's a billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. He hides his tax returns. He harasses women. He redlines and does stop and frisk. Ergo, he is a racist. And she says, why should we substitute one arrogant billionaire for another? Now, let me tell you the flaw in her plan as it pertains to Trump. As it pertains to getting rid of Bloomberg, it just might work. It just might work. Bloomberg, of course, has to deflect. Bloomberg is on record saying, I did these things. Yes, I did stop and frisk, but you know what? I regretted it later. I did harass women, but you know what? I came from another period, and I regretted it later. As far as hiding my tax returns, that one is going to be a problem. She's 100% right about that, but I'm going to go into something else here in a minute. As far as, you know, calling women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians, well, I still feel that way, but I will internalize it from now on. I'm giving you Bloomberg's, his inner dialogue here. Bloomberg is arrogant. It is the height of arrogance to tell people how much soda they can drink, and that you believe in global climate change, so you want to universally implement things that are going to impact their lives, but not impact, I'm talking about the lives of ordinary Americans, but not yours. And I could go on. But I want to talk about the flaw in Elizabeth Warren's plan. The flaw in her plan is that Donald Trump is hardly any of those things, except he will go after broads and fat-faced or horse-faced lesbians, whatever. He will do that. Donald Trump doesn't need to hide his tax returns. His answer is, it's none of your freaking business. Bloomberg's answer is, I actually do need to hide my tax returns. So if she exposes that Bloomberg really does need to hide his tax returns, that's going to be a problem. Now, you can say, well, Kevin, if President Trump doesn't disclose his, it'll reflect on him. Nope, President Trump's is done. You want to know why? He's performing. He's not making any money on this stuff. Bloomberg's got a real problem. We've done enough investigation, you know, just it doesn't take much to find out. You just can't achieve what Bloomberg did without some shenanigans. Bloomberg's already trying to talk himself out of stop and frisk, but he did it. It's been done in many cities, and what she's highlighting is all the things that the Democrats do to black folks. She's highlighting all the things that leftists meant. This is not just a Bloomberg problem. It's the same. She's trying to be slick about it. And, of course, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, they're too stupid to understand it. But she's trying to say he's a bad man. He's a bad man. Look at what he does to women, harassing women. Look at all the things that Bloomberg has done. And, by the way, so is Joe Biden. And by the way, so is Bernie Sanders. And if Elizabeth Warren had her way, she wants to face little Mayor, what's his name, Buttigieg. What's his first name, Pete? Little Mayor Pete. That's who she wants to face. Because he's beatable, perhaps, for her. She could pull out some gravitas and say, well, listen, I've been a senator and I've been this, and he's a little town mayor. And here's the problem. I mean, they all have problems. Buttigieg has a major problem. He can't run his own city. People in the little town of South Bend, Indiana. Major issues with Buttigieg. People are saying, this guy can't run our city. How do you think he's going to run the country? Buttigieg thinks all these little placating statements that he makes is going to make everything, you know, like he doesn't say anything. He'll say something like, well, you know, when you think about the reason for the sky being blue, one has to think about the blueness of the sky. Yeah, and everybody's like, oh, wow, yeah, okay, sure, you do. No, you don't. She wants, Elizabeth Warren believes she can substitute this guy, and she beat him down. Let's face it, she beat him down. Bloomberg's going to have to really rethink his strategy. And as I told everybody, at some point, Bloomberg's going to say this. Why am I bothering? I'm 80-something years old. I'm worth $50-plus billion. They're going to expose all my dirt. And it's going to ruin my legacy and reputation. I'll get to it. I promise you. I've got the clips that... where everybody else starts going after Bloomberg. We just don't have enough time to go into it this hour, but I'm going to go into it next hour. Everybody attacking him, and Bloomberg going, you know, wanting to respond, but not knowing how to respond. Defensively responding, thinking that that should be enough, but it isn't, and the Democrats are going to use their own tactics on one of their own guys. They're going to use their own tactics on one of their own people, and it is going to blow up everybody around them. And what Klobuchar, you know, I'm going to tell you, when I play some other clips, Klobuchar's not even in the debate. And there's a reason she's trying to stay out of the debate. She's letting the bombs go off so she can be the last person standing. Who's that going to be? Actually, I don't know. But when we pick it apart, it's going to surprise you in many ways. I'll put it that way. So I want to go back to this Warren's strategy, and by the way, the Democrat strategy of those candidates attacking Bloomberg. Meanwhile, the elites want Bloomberg in there. Jeff Bezos and many other multi-billionaires in this country want Bloomberg in there. Now, don't ask me why. And Bloomberg, if it were easy, he could get it because he's just like thinking, you know, well, listen, I'll buy my way in. But the big backfire is when Bezos and Bloomberg finally leave, they exit stage left with their money. And there's nobody there to back these Democrats who are going to need big money if they think they're going to defeat Trump, which they won't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.